looking around social media, Josh, lots of people enjoyed that game last night. I understand that the result wasn't the right way, but was it at all fun and enjoyable to be a part of such a high-scoring game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously disappointing the way it finished. I mean, there was highs and lows. Obviously, Nashville's a really good team, and seemed like we would get some offense going, get a goal. They would come right back, so... it was just one of those nights. I mean, I'm sure both teams looking at the video have a lot of things that they'd want to clean up anytime we give up five or six goals. But, you know, there are a lot of positives we can build on. And just from the standpoint of, yeah, it was an exciting game. Obviously, we're upset that we didn't come out on the right side. But, you know, see some of the new guys in the lineup and their big contributions. I mean, you know, that was exciting to see. But, you know, we're building here a couple days of practice and getting ready for Detroit and to try to build here, you know, with some of the new additions to our team.
Heard a lot about Paul Stastny's intelligence, but how impressive is that to a guy to do a morning skate with a team and then go out and do what he did last night?
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran guy and cerebral player. I mean, you just watch him play in practice. You watch the little details he does during the game. I mean, last night, you know, his play on face-offs, you know, the little plays he makes in the D zone that get kind of maybe don't get noticed, but you know, just kind of get rid of an opportunity against or something like that. So, you know, he's such a smart guy. I've had the chance to talk to him a little bit and try to pick his brain a bit, and I think he's a huge addition to our team. And he played great. I thought Joe played great too last night. So nice to see those guys really come in and just sort of do their thing.
Did that game have a different kind of intensity last night than others this season?
I think so. You know, you kind of go through those times where over the course of the season, you know, the pace picks up a little bit after Christmas, you know, sort of the bye weeks right before the All-Star break. And kind of as it goes along here, it just seems to be getting more intense. But I think both teams knew what was on the line and know sort of how tight it is right now coming down the stretch. And for them, you know, they had a new addition in their lineup. We had some new additions. It was a really intense, fun game to be a part of. Like I said, it was disappointing that we came out on the wrong end, but clean up a few of those things and build on the positives.
All the players that you have that don't have playoff experience, can they glean any playoff-like experience out of these last 19 games? Or?
Well, I mean, we talk about it right now every day, trying to build towards, you know, every day getting ready for that sort of playoff style. And you know, we still have a lot of work to do here. You know, we're sitting in a good position, but there's teams chasing us. There's teams in front of us that we're chasing. So every night is a big game right now down the stretch. And you know, I think whether we're cognitively thinking about it or not, yeah, we need to use this as an opportunity to try and get ourselves in the best position in the standings. And playing in those big games like last night, I think, you know, can teach you a lot going down the stretch. Obviously, it's not, you know, bona fide playoff experience, but, you know, that's something that we just have to keep working on down the stretch here you know, just trying to build every day and play that playoff style.
What was the biggest lesson from last night?
Well, I mean, obviously, you get into a game like that against a team with a lot of firepower, a team that I think, you know, we play very tight throughout the season. And as far as the games go, they've been close scoring. A lot of goals have been scored. But you see how, you know, just tiny little mistakes, you know, maybe a little bit of a miscoverage or things like that can really cost you. And on the flip side of things as well, I mean, you know, some of our goals were off sort of similar plays. So, like I said, I think both teams would want to clean a few things up going forward. But, you know, there's a lot of good things in that game as well.